solve the problem of 70 million Japanese people. Here's where we clinch our victory, or we muff. Here's our job in Japan. What to do with these people? People trained to play follow the leader. People trained to follow blindly wherever their leaders led them. People who are led into waging a war so disgusting, revolting, so obscene, that it turned the stomach of the entire civilized world. What do we do with the Japanese people when the military leaders they followed are gone? They can still make trouble. Or they can make sense. We have decided to make sure they make sense. And that job starts here. Our problems in the brain inside of the Japanese head. There are 70 million of these in Japan. Physically no different than any other brains in the world. Actually all made of exactly the same stuff as ours. These brains, like our brains, can do good things or bad things, all depending on the kind of ideas that are put inside. A brain that thought in the modern way could be taught to use the latest modern weapons. A brain that also thought in the ancient way could be hopped up to fight with fanatical fury. If these men could hop it up, then the sky would be the limit to the things that they could do. They gained power, glory, and a great new worldwide empire that they could control as their own if they were smart enough to do tricks with a Japanese brain. They were smart enough. They did it in a very roundabout way. Through religion. Shinto, just one of several Japanese religions. An old religion, out of date, harmless. It had once been the official religion of Japan, but now a tired religion, just lingering along with its dim, hazy, almost forgotten gods. A perfect setup for the warlords to move in on. This was the place they would use to hop up the Japanese brain. This religion would become the mouthpiece for the military gang. They made Shinto the official religion again. They took Shinto over. They made it a place where the people had to listen. They filled up the Shinto religion with hokum and used it to sell the Japanese people war. Sell the people ancient nightmares. Sell the people ancient hatred. Play up the bloody fairy tales and pagan superstitions. Up from Japan's murky past, bring back the mumbo jumbo. Tell them of the glory of the samurai knights of old. Tell them that the soldiers of yesterday are the Japanese gods of today. Tell them that a Japanese warrior never dies. Play up the myth of the goddess of the sun, and over and over and over again, keep on telling them and telling them and telling them just this. The sun goddess created the Japanese to rule all the other people of the earth. Tell them not to figure it out. Just tell them the sun goddess wants them to believe. This is her family. The family of warrior gods. All one sacred family created to rule the whole world. Created to rule the whole world. Make him bow. Make him say it. Make her bow. Make her say it. Make them bow. Make them say it. Everybody bow. Everybody say it. Created to rule the whole world. When they've bowed enough, when they've said it enough, when they've heard it enough, they'll begin to believe it. Tell it to the school kids. Tell it to the bank clerks. Tell it to the farmers. Then start to drill the school kids. Drill the bank clerks. Drill the farmers. Tell them that they too are like the ancient samurai. Warriors of today, they will be the gods of tomorrow.